Part 1, Chapter 2, The Easy Road versus the Hard Road. The path that seems the easiest to travel isn't always the best one to take. Sometimes victory only comes by taking the hard path. During my combat training in the Marines, I learned to never take the path that looks smooth. Picture two scenarios, one where there's a bunch of thick grass and brush, the other where there's a nice, clear trail that takes almost no effort to cross. Which one sounds better? Naturally, it would seem like it makes sense to take the easier path. The true difference between the two paths isn't what you see in the beginning, but what you see in the end. The easy path, we're told, was the one the enemy had already traveled on. He's already had opportunities to set traps and is watching and hoping you'll travel down that path. They know human nature is to do what's most comfortable and easy. On the other hand, the hard path is the one the enemy hasn't traveled on. He doesn't expect you to take it, and when you approach him from a different angle, your chances of victory drastically increase. You decide to take a path that most would never take, and as a result, you have a higher chance of victory. This way of thinking goes against what most people would ever tell you. This type of mindset is the reason why, when you even mention the word Marines, there's a certain level of respect. They're known for their battlefield success. Unfortunately, many people who are capable of great feats miss out because they choose the easy approach to life. They settle for being average, mediocre, and not going anywhere in life. It doesn't take much effort to live like this. Here's what the easy path looks like in the beginning. Eat whatever I want, don't work out, never spend time with your kids, spend what I don't have, say whatever I want, don't care how I use my time. When you're on the easy path, where does it eventually take you to? Health problems that result from neglect, weight problems that could have been prevented, a poor relationship with your kids and missing out on opportunities to pour into their lives, hurt feelings and relationships that result from careless words, and eventually a life of regret because of the time you wasted that could have been spent doing something you can look back on and be proud of. These are just a few examples of where the easy path will take you. Naturally, it might seem like the easier path, but when you choose the hard path, you will begin to stand out. When everything inside of you cries out to take the easy path that leads to mediocrity, make the decision to take the hard path that leads to victory. If you do, you'll look back at your life and be glad you didn't take the easy way out, because your life will be filled with victory and success instead of regret. I want this for you, for me, and future generations of men. Reflection questions. And remember that this is in your free resource guide. Make sure you download it now, before you continue, so you can get the most out of this book. These free resources are available to you at habitsforgrowth.com/bonus101. Number one, take a look at your life. Have you been settling for the easy path? Number two, take a look at the people around you. What path are they on? Number three, what does it mean to you to not be average or mediocre? Thanks so much for listening today. I sure do appreciate you.